Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Tuesday night, so we are talking about getting healed. Now tonight, before we get into our teaching, I do want to just lay this before you, and we are affiliated with or in contact with, basically just friends with, some ministries that we've been supplying some books and some supplies during some difficult times in Kenya. And just received word that because of the basically worldwide corn shortage, perhaps many of you may not be aware that there are food riots breaking out all over the world, and in Mexico, in Europe, and obviously in underdeveloped countries, especially hard. Now, Kenya had gone through a pretty messy civil war after the elections last December, and though politically things have settled down quite nicely, now there's no food. Basically, there's no food on the shelves, and what is available is being parceled out by the different groups, and it's going to be hard to see how this is going to be developed. And basically, riots are again breaking out based on, rather than political problems, political differences, based on the lack of food. And I'm bringing this to you because, again, we are being asked to help out the church here in the United States. And again, we've been in touch with several ministries in Kenya, but only this one area, that is being the hardest hit at the moment. And what I'm going to be doing is posting on my blog the information that if you are interested and would like to help, what they're asking for is direct money. You know, anything probably above $25, I imagine, makes a huge, tremendous difference. We're going to be sending them more than that, but rather than have you send it to me and me send it, I prefer that if this is something that you ask the Lord and He wants you to do it, or if you want to do it on your own, and maybe we'll get into the distinction there. This is an opportunity to directly assist believers on another part of the world for an amount that, you know, we could go to the movies on and maybe have a meal. And for them, it can mean the difference between life and death. And this particular minister has had a huge impact in the community that he's living in, and is being able to really encourage and bring healing and hope and deliverance into his area. And his name is Samuel. And I've known him long enough where I have full confidence that he is really desiring to depend on the Lord, to be available to him, to do whatever the Lord requires of him. And so I have absolutely full confidence that the resources are being used precisely the way they're being, for the purposes that they're being requested. I will probably be going ahead and posting some photographs as well on the blog, but I'll be posting all the information that you might need if you do want to go ahead and send some finances, some financial support, like I said, we'll be sending more, but probably $25 would be a good starting point to consider. Again, he's in Kenya, and the rate of exchange and just the amount that they need at this point in time, anything can make a huge difference. Over time, obviously, they're going to need to make changes, whether it's geographical and just move out of that area, or political. If things change politically just because of the price of the food, it's not available, and when it is available, the price is astronomical. So I won't go into some, perhaps I'll put some of the stories of what's been going on in there on the blog, but again, if you're interested, all the information will be there. Now, the blog address is wecanprepare.org. That's all one word. And if you've never used Western Union or any of those other kinds of services, I hadn't either, and I found out that they were pretty easy and pretty cool. And all you need is the information I'm going to provide for you, and which is his name, his full registered name that matches his ID, and his the country, which is Kenya. And then what they'll ask from you is for a test question that you will then email this gentleman, Samuel, with the order number and the test question and answer. And the test question and answer has to be real short, like three words, as well as the answer is very short, like one word. Just to give you some examples, in the past I've used color of house, which was brown, and I've used name of cat, which was hairy. So very simple, basic things, and then you mail that to the person you want to receive the money. You mail all the information to them, then they just take that information, go to Western Union Money and Western Union office and collect their money. So it's very straightforward, very noncommittal, and I'll be letting him know that he may be hearing from some people that may or may not even be associated with even Christianity. But basically what we're looking, you know, for here is to just lay this before you. If this is something that the Lord puts on your heart to get involved in, and again, the involvement is, this is it. We're not asking for long-term commitments, and if you want to just create a new email where you use one time to contact him and then cancel the email, that's fine. We're not trying to build bridges for any additional purposes. If you want to get in touch with him and stay in touch with him, that'd be fine too. But the whole purpose here is just, it's a wonderful opportunity. We're being asked for help by our brothers and sisters, you know, across this world that have so much less than we do, and it's actually so easy for us to help. And I'm sure you can just take it from there. You know, hopefully a little bit about what's going on, but just to raise this to the surface, that if you have been looking for a way to help, this is a way to help. So it's on WeCanPrepare, all one word, no hyphens, no spaces, WeCanPrepare.org. And it's not there now, but it will be after the program. I'll be posting all this information. Again, it's very simple, very basic. My suggestion is to start with 25. We'll be sending more, but that's up to you. Now, if you do want, if you're not comfortable doing that and you want to go ahead and contact me, I can give you, go ahead and contact me, and I will give you a way to send it to my PayPal account, and I will forward it on that way. I prefer not to do it that way, just so it's not, there's no confusion or questioning about whether the money went to him. But if that, if you'd rather take that risk rather than send it yourself, that's understandable as well. So wecanprepare.org. That address is on my profile page. So I just encourage you to consider that before the Lord. And then also, if that's just something you, yourself, would like to do, check with God. You know, a lot of times, here's the distinction between that. A lot of times, there are things that the Lord wants us to do. And we can go to Him and, Lord, is this something you want me to do? And He'll give us a yes or a no. And then we will go and do it or not do it based on Him not wanting us to do it or Him wanting us to do it. But there's a whole other aspect to that. Is one of the ways He draws us is by, and gets our attention, is by our desires. By getting our attention through our will, through our emotions, or through our mind. By giving us ideas and concepts, and again, emotional attachments, and we all know those work. So we can respond to those desires and those ideas and those thoughts and ask God, instead of, Lord, is this something you want me to do? We ask, Lord, this is something I'd like to do. Is it okay? Now, I hope you can see the difference there. Because the Lord does not want us to be running around like little robots. Okay? And obviously this is not just about, you know, this particular circumstance. This is about the distinction between us doing something because we're just going to do whatever God tells us to do, which hopefully we are. But the point being is that as we are depending on God more and more, our soul, our mind, will, and emotions are becoming more free to conform to our spirit. And as that happens, the Lord gives us greater and greater opportunity to exercise our own judgment. So what happens is the more we depend on God, and this almost seems contrary, but the more we depend on God and are free from ourself, our flesh, the more free we become in our mind, will, and emotions. So we go to God and we say, okay, God, is this something you want me to do? And He may say yes or no. Step back and look at it and take ownership of it. Is it something you want to do? And phrase it that way. And the subtle difference there, Lord, and it can be however you want to phrase it, depending on your temperament a lot of times. Lord, I really feel like this is something I should do. Is it okay with you? Or, Lord, I really want to do this. Or, Lord, I think this is something that I can do. Or however it comes out. And ask, instead of, Lord, do you want me to? Lord, is it okay? I want to do this. Claim ownership of it. Is it okay? And if it's not okay with Him, He will tell you. You don't need to read between the lines. He will never be begrudging. Well, you know, it's not my best for you, but go ahead and do it. Odds are that's not God. Okay, because He will never let you settle for second best. For perfect clarity, He's never going to be begrudging. So this is why we're also learning how to test what we hear. So if He says, you know, when you say, Lord, I really want to help in this situation, or I really want to take this job offer, or I want to, you know, I don't want to do what I'm being asked to do in this situation. Is that okay with you? A lot of times when we're asking God something, the reason we're not hearing from Him is precisely because we're putting all the emphasis on Him telling us what to do rather than ourselves looking and claiming ownership, what do you want to do? And when we in our series on knowing God, we'll go into to specific details about that. And this may feel really, you know, contradictory to what you may, some of you may have been taught. You know, that, oh, all you know, we're supposed to submit and only desire those things that God tells us to want and only do exactly what he says and to not have any desires or will or plans of our own. And yet again, the more we depend on him, the more our mind, will, and emotions are free to know him, to exercise our own judgment, our unique judgment. God's created you as, or recreated you as a spirit being, and you are now learning to rule and reign. Part of that process is learning to make decisions. There's even going to be times when he's going to say, you decide. Or even where you won't, you'll be in a situation where you have to make a decision, and he won't give you a response. And you'll just have to make a decision on your own. Sometimes there'll be the right decision, quote unquote, and sometimes it will be the seeming wrong decision. We're each one of us working these things out, working these things through, how to know God, how to depend on him. So if this is something, again, you're interested in, we're going to post it right after the show. It'll be at wecanprepare.org. If this is something that you'd be interested in finding out more information. But in the meantime, if you've got any questions, if you want to call about that, that would be fine. If you've got any other questions about what we've been talking about, which is reasons we're not healed, we've been looking at quite a variety of different reasons. And of course, I always get off track, which hopefully you're not in a hurry, because I know I'm not. A lot of this is very new. And so we're kind of taking our time to go over and sometimes over and over and over things so we get comfortable with the concepts and sometimes some different terminology and some different perspectives, because it's more important that we are able to incorporate what we're learning into our day-to-day lives. This isn't about learning a new teaching so we can go and teach it to someone else, or about just, oh, this is neat, oh, this is cool, this is something I haven't thought about. The title of this ministry and our goal is to prepare. We don't know what God has next, but we can prepare, because we can depend on God. We can get healed. We can overcome our flesh and our enemies, and we can know God. We can know God, and he wants us to know him now. There's nothing stopping you. So that's what we're focusing on. And so we don't want to be in a rush just to get through a teaching. We want to be able to incorporate and make real what we're learning. So we've been talking about reasons we're not healed. And we talked about that there was one of the reasons was that we're not healed is because we need deliverance and can't get healed until that deliverance takes place. Another reason that we're not healed is because the pain is coming from our flesh and not a wound, not directly a wound. So that the flesh needed, the lie needed to be exposed. And sometimes we're not healed because the pain is caused by our temperament and not something that needs to be healed. Because pain, unfortunately, is part of our life here on this earth. We're not going to be able to escape it. There's only two kinds of people here on this earth, those that are rejected and those that are rejected more. So our goal is not to avoid pain, but to learn how to go to God to get healed, to get comforted, to get restored. So finally, or next, we're not healed because we're relying on the strength, faith, or understanding that comes from ourselves or our reliance on others rather than directly from God. So if you've got any questions about any past reasons we were not healed or this one, the call-in number is 718-664-6988, and feel free to give a call in. The switchboard is working, so that's good news all the way around. Again, we're not healed. One of the reasons we're not healed is because we're relying on our own strength, our own faith, or our own understanding, which is based either on ourselves, our own, something we have come up with, or from others, what others have taught us, what others have exemplified, how they do it, but anything other than from God. And when I say other than God, I'm not talking about, you know, well, if somebody prays for you and they say, in the name of Jesus, okay, that's not necessarily from God. It can be. It may be. But the point being is that we're relying on procedures and processes and faith in those procedures and processes, faith in the person praying for you, rather than going to God about it. So the Lord is jealous over us, and he's jealous over the work he's doing in your life. He wants to have full rights and privileges over your life, every aspect of your life. And he doesn't like to be taken for granted. He likes to be asked for healing each time we are wounded. We don't want to presume that, well, of course he's going to heal me because I'm asking. Though he uses other people at times, he, God, likes to be the one who directs us to them. No one else has the responsibility for you that he has. So when we look to others to provide healing, he may even withhold our healing in order to draw us to himself. Now, this is the kind of the kicker here. We need to remember that dependence on him, our relationship with him, that's the goal. That's what we're looking for, not getting healed. Pain in our lives, the need for healing, being wounded, being rejected, those are ways that God gets our attention. So if we focus on getting healed, we may miss out on that aspect of relationship. The Lord has orchestrated the circumstances in your life to get you to turn to him. Everything in your life is orchestrated by him to bring you into greater dependence on him. Now, conversely, I wonder if we are often rejected more, wounded more, in pain more than we need to be, because we are not depending on God. Because we are relying on our own strength, our own faith, or our own understanding, our own way of doing things. Now think about, like, positive reinforcement. Would he be wise to reward us for a temper tantrum? You know, that we insist, we stomp our foot, we, you know, put up a hissy fit, you know, insisting that, God, you have to heal me. You say you'll if I call on you, you'll heal me. And I've done everything that I needed to do. I've been anointed with oil, and I've had the elders pray for me, and I've fasted myself, and I've given up everything that I can give up, and I've come to the end of my rope. And if you don't heal me, but if we don't ask him, now I know sometimes he heals us despite that. But I don't think we want to take it that he heals us because of that. I think it's in spite of that. Because I don't think that that is the kind of behavior that he's going to reward. He's not going to encourage or respond to our doing things our way, our guessing. Oh, I think this is what God wants me to do. I'll do it. And if it works, I'll know it was what God wanted me to do. So how is he going to teach us? Well, since we're not asking him, he's going to not heal us. So we realize that, no, that that's not the way he wants us to come to him. So what's the better way? We come to him and say, God, I'm in pain. Is this something you want to heal? And we take it all part of the process. And later in the series, we will get very detailed about the process to start with. It's a starting point. But we want to be willing and able to put aside our own concepts, our own presuppositions about the way God does things. God is not obligated in any way, shape, or form by what you believe. Just because, just for an example, if you happen to think that if the elders of the church anointed you with oil, God was obligated to heal you. Now, just because you believed that doesn't mean God is obligated to heal you. And I'm not particularly sure why I'm on this particular aspect of this, but somebody must need it. So let me just repeat it. Just because you believe that God heals a certain way doesn't mean God is obligated to heal you that way. Go to him and ask. He's right there. And in your spirit, you already know the answer. So he's not afar off. He's not trying to trick you, but he is jealous over you. He wants you to go to him. Say, Lord, what's going on here? And the more we focus on him, hearing him, knowing him, very often those things that need to be healed, he heals. And he's not all that concerned about following a certain pathway, because he's not all that concerned about developing a pattern. When we look at the pattern Jesus followed, how many things did he do more than once? You know, how many miracles did he do more than once? Because he didn't want to establish a pattern. Oh, this is how he heals. So we'll be getting back together on Thursday at 6:30 to continue talking about knowing God. And again, if you are interested in helping out our brother Samuel in Kenya, we will be posting that on the blog at wecanprepare.org. And so I'm sure that that need is going to be there for a while, but I'll keep updates. I'll post updates as they come in so you can be aware of what's going on. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great evening. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great night.